Hello and welcome to the Racing with Rob and Roller podcast. My name is Rob Peters, and joining me in Charlotte, North Carolina, is Josh Roller. I'm located in Indianapolis, Indiana, and let me tell you something, guys. We did not expect to be doing a little extra show this week, but we are. So everybody listening, you get a little bonus Rob and Roller episode today because something very big had happened over the week, and that was the NASCAR broadcast deal was announced, and we have to talk about it. We just simply have to discuss it. It would be a disservice to all of our listeners if we did not discuss it, and if we did not allow you all to get your thoughts in as well. So we're going to go ahead and start this. This is going to be very quick, very impromptu. This is not off the cuff slash improv, but, you know, for the most part, we are definitely not doing a normal episode. This is our special. This is not, for everybody listening, this is not the New Year's special either. That's still coming here in a couple of weeks. But this is just going to be a quick little episode about the new NASCAR broadcast rights. And we'll talk a little bit about IndyCar broadcast rights as well towards the end. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and actually fade off the music here. And we're going to go ahead and jump in to the meat of the broadcast rights deal. So this new broadcast rights deal was announced last week at the NASCAR end of season awards ceremony in Nashville. NASCAR really seemed to want to get this out. And now that they finally have, it's been completely finalized. This is what's going to happen. So this new broadcast rights deal is going to run through from 2025 to 2031. So beginning in 2 years, from January, this is going to happen. So the NASCAR Cup Series will now feature the first 14 races on Fox/FS1, and then the final 14 will be on NBC/USA. Now that leaves 10 races in the middle that will now be split between Amazon Prime and TNT. The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series remains exclusively on FS1. Now, with previously announced Xfinity Series deal, with the CW, NASCAR will receive $1.1 billion annually, up 40% from the previous 10-year deal with Fox and NBC. There will be cross-promotion. NASCAR has convinced the five broadcast groups to actually cross-promote the races. Only five races, however, will appear on Fox, and five will appear on NBC. So 10 total races will be over on broadcast network over the air for free. Everybody can watch them. The rest will be of those races will be broadcast on FS1 and USA during those respective parts of the season. Now, as for practice and qualifying, NASCAR hasn't forgotten about them as much as they seem to want to. Amazon and TNT Sports have obtained exclusive rights to the entire Cup Series practice and qualifying sessions through 2031. Now, Fox will still have rights to the Busch Clash, the Daytona 500, and All-Star Race practice sessions, but as far as every other race, it's going to be either on Amazon Prime or on TNT / Bleacher Report on HBO Max. Now, and as I mentioned there, TNT is going to simulcast all the races on TNT, so they'll still be on cable. There's only going to be those five races on Amazon Prime where they will not be on on traditional cable. So if you have YouTube TV, if you still have like DirecTV, you know, Spectrum, Uverse, all that stuff, traditional cable, you will be able to access all but five races in the NASCAR Cup Series starting next year. Now, however, the caveat to that that's actually kind of neat though is that you get, even if you don't have access to cable, you still get every single Xfinity race live and free on the CW. Not bad. But if you do not have cable, or YouTube TV at all, and you just are a streaming person exclusively, those 10 races will all be streamed. Five will be, like I said, already previously announced on Amazon Prime. And then the TNT portion will be on the Bleacher Report add-on on Max. So remember, with Max, they rebranded from HBO Max. It's now just Max since the Warner Brothers Discovery deal. And they are, with that relaunch, they allow basically incorporated Bleacher Report live into that service as an add-on to allow people to stream NBA games, certain golf matches, hockey, the NHL, you know, and now you'll have they'll be able to do NASCAR. So that is the basic chunk of everything that we know about this new television deal. So Josh, we're going to go ahead and jump right on in now to our general thoughts. What's your takeaway initially, your initial thoughts on the new TV deal, Josh?
Well, it's I don't really know where to kind of pinpoint how I feel. In general, I think the one thing that sticks out, I think, the most to me is that only 10 races are going to be on for Cup, are going to be on the big channels, you know. That to me is a problem, especially when you only have, you know, Fox only has 14 races. You're telling me you can't put more than five on the big channel? What do you got going on in the spring, man, that you can't work around? Same thing with NBC. What do we have, six races this year? I think the first four were on USA on the playoffs. So you're telling me only five? So, and you can't tell me that when they come back, when they get the deal, that their first race back is going to be on NBC. That would be crazy. Or are they going to put just the final five races on NBC? I think that's probably the streaming part, Rob. We all know the streaming issues, but I think the more important thing to look for, and I'm kind of maybe jumping ahead a little bit here, but think about where TV was 7 years ago. Where's it going to be in 7 years now, right? Well, 8 years. Where's it going to be in 7 years once this begins? It's going to be looking even completely different. I think in general, I think NASCAR definitely took some extra money to disperse out. Look, got 40% increase. I'm obviously hoping that the Truck Series sees a good increase in money, because getting 0.1% of what was it? 65% of the money or whatever it was in the previous deal is not enough. It's just not enough. They need more money. I'm hoping that the Xfinity Series gets more money through this exclusive CW deal. But then I hope that a good chunk of this 40% is getting to the teams. It's getting to the teams' money. So I think NASCAR is definitely looking ahead. They're taking a risk. They're kind of getting their foot in the door early, in my opinion. I know it might be late to the party in comparison, but nothing. I think in general, the Amazon five race deal, I think more people have Amazon Prime than don't in the NASCAR world. You just don't know it. But to me, I think the biggest one I see is that we only got 10 races on big channels, you know, on the big broadcast networks. And that to me is, I think, the most glaring problem. I'm appreciative that TNT is back and go simulcast. That's cool. That's great. In general, again, that's what NBC should be doing with USA. It's a travesty that you can't put USA Network programs on Peacock. That is the dumbest thing in the world. Again, I will continue to say that, because that is stupid. You own the channel. You own the channel. You can rewrite the rules if you want. I mean, come on. And then Fox just needs a streaming service, right? And all these things should be simulcast anyways. So props to TNT for kind of getting it done, you know? Because if you're not able to sit in front of a TV and watch it, you should be able to pull it up on an app and watch it. Simple as that. I don't want to skip too much ahead here and hit on other points here that we'll be talking about here. But I think in general, I think the most important thing that I can think of is, okay, where are races going to fall? My first immediate thought actually was, what's the schedule going to look like? I.e., when's the Daytona 500 going to be? Because, you know, for my selfish opinion, for my company, I kind of did some math here. Is the Coca-Cola 600 going to be on Amazon, or is it going to be on Fox? That's kind of an interesting play, because the way the calendar is kind of set up now with races, my math kind of points out that the All-Star race would be the 14th race for Fox. Right? And that's including 12 points races and two exhibition races. So do we back the Daytona 500 up a week?
I think you have to, don't you?
I mean, I don't want to speak for my company right at turn. I don't know what those conversations are being like for a schedule for 25. But, like, are they, what is Amazon going to be airing the Cole 600, or is it going to be on Fox?
Be fair.
And are we going to back the Daytona 500 up to the final weekend of February in the Clash, now moving to the week after the Super Bowl instead of the week before, and there being a break in between? Do we back up the season one more week into November like we did this year? What does that look like? I think there's a lot of, that's my immediate question coming from my, you know, the general company I worked for. So that's where I'm at with this. I think in general, again, Rob, I know you're probably gonna have different thoughts than I do. It's good to see that only five races are going to be not able to be watched over, you know, TV, you know, if you have, you know, if you don't have, you know, a streaming service. I think that's good. I think that's good. That's better than what the 10 was looking like. I definitely did not expect a simulcast from a second streaming partner. So that's good, in my opinion. Rob, what are your general thoughts before we hit on a couple of the other points below our general thoughts point?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I have to say that it's a bit of a mixed bag for me. There's things that I like about this, and then there's things that I really don't. The things that I like about this, number one, is how much more money the teams are getting. I think that, in general, is really
good. We don't know that for sure. Should be getting.
They should be. Well, they're expected to be. And if that ends up playing out, then I could see this as, you know, as a necessary evil or a necessary thing. You know, however, my caveat to that is, simply put, I feel very strongly that the five races being on Amazon is not a, and not like exclusive to streaming. I feel like that is a problem that is going to hurt your brand in the same regard that it has hurt Thursday Night Football. Because if people could say whatever they want about it, but people don't care about Thursday Night Football anymore. I mean, they haven't for a while, but the last couple of years since it stopped being aired on cable or even over the air, who really cares about it? Who talks about it? I don't hear anybody talking about it. It's like the least talked about thing. And maybe I'm living under a rock there, but people are not watching it.
I think in general, it just was unfortunate for Thursday Night Football that the games were never very good.
Well, that,
and
that,
that,
but
that didn't hurt. That didn't help sell it to, like, oh my gosh, NBC, we gotta have this. We gotta have this game Thursday night. We have to. It didn't do a. That was never a good thing, I don't think. You seem like you always have the same teams on Thursday Night Football. You don't see too many Cowboys games on Thursday night. Why? Because Jerry Jones doesn't want his team playing on Thursday night.
Unless it's Thanksgiving.
That's different. But, like, on a regular Thursday in the middle of week 2 or week 15, he isn't wanted on there.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's just not to talk about too much about football, but.
Right.
I feel very strongly, too. And again, NASCAR has to be very careful because I understand that they're trying to get this younger audience. They're trying to attract a Gen Z audience. And that, you know, let's be honest, I'm not mad about that. I mean, they should be doing it. That's what they need to do. I mean, you have to go after younger and younger audiences. But at the same time, you can't risk alienating your older audiences as well. You know, and it's a fine line to cross. And I think that they did a fine job. I think that if there's only five races that are on Amazon Prime, you know, I think everybody is going to deal with that. And in all honesty, too, I'll be completely honest with you, Josh, I think this is the best thing to happen for the Xfinity series, being all on the CW, because there's going to be so few Cup races. It's basically, you've basically been told by NASCAR, if you want to watch Cup races, you're going to have to pay. You're just going to have to pay. You're going to have cable and Amazon Prime. And to that point too, I think that's actually a good thing, because I feel like most people you're like you said, even though most people don't maybe watch Prime Video, most people still have Amazon Prime.
Or know someone who does and has access to it.
You know, like, honestly, now that I've been buying Rowdies because they stopped selling them in stores and I've having to order them direct, you can't beat Prime's next day free shipping, dude. You just can't. Okay? And I didn't want to admit it, but now that I've actually used it, I'm like, it might be worth it for me. You know, this might be worth it. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I think that this is the best thing to happen. Like I said, this is the best thing to happen in the Xfinity series. Because what you've now created is a situation where nobody can complain about races not being on over the air. Because you have an entire series that is over the air. Now, yeah, it's annoying that all of the other cup races are not, or, you know, you're only going to have 10 cup races max on over-the-air TV. And the one thing that I did notice, like you mentioned about the Coca-Cola 600 and how that scheduling is going to work out, if the scheduling stays the same the way it is, the Brickyard 400 would be on TNT.
Yes.
Which is wild to me. Yeah. I mean, I didn't like it when the Brickyard was on NBCSN for all those years, and I felt like we finally broke through by getting it back on NBC, even with the road course, whatever. I felt like it was like, all right, finally, you got to get this race on big TV, and now it's like, you're really going to put it on TNT?
Well, and I wonder, too, again, going back to my point, you got five races on NBC. Does NBC want to say, pull an ESPN and say, hey, we want a Brickyard on this weekend so we can open up with Indianapolis? Is that something they want? Is that something they're going to pull and be like, yep, we're going to put Indianapolis on NBC and then we're going to have the final four cup races of the season on NBC? You know, I don't know. I feel that's a possibility, but I also could see TNT wanting to fight for it too. Like, hey, we want that race.
It would be, I mean, because TNT, when TNT had the Pepsi 400, Coke Zero 400, I mean, that was their crown jewel race.
Yes.
Like, they had quite literally a crown jewel race. And now, I mean, they might want it again. You know, they might want some kind of crown jewel race, not necessarily the Pepsi 400, but some kind of crown jewel race to kind of, you know, boast, you know, boost up ratings on their channel and things like that. So they might fight for it too. I mean, because if all they get is, like, you know, Loudon, Michigan, Watkins Glen, or maybe, well, Watkins Glen would be a good one, but you know, some of the races that aren't maybe as well known by casuals
aren't typically renowned as a marquee or crown jewel race.
Correct. Yeah. It would be very interesting. I'm going to move on here real quick because I'm going to try and wrap things up here in the next 10 minutes. But Fox is still retaining the rights to trucks. I guess this is an impromptu upshift or downshift, Josh.
Yeah.
How would you shift on that were it a question?
Well, you know, we have a lot of answers, but those answers have also created new questions. And one of the questions I have is, how much is NASCAR going to be on Fox's but about, look, people aren't happy. The ratings showed it this year. The ratings said all I think you needed to hear. I think people spoke. And I admitted to you, Rob, earlier this year that this was the first year I did not want to watch truck and cup races because they were on Fox, because I was tired of the broadcast quality. So how much is this going to be like, okay, are you going to put more effort into this? Right? Or because I do think a lot of them extra money is coming from TNT and Amazon. I don't believe that Fox and NBC are ponying up much more money than they were. So what is the sort of the trade-off? Like, okay, Fox, you've got now four less races over the next 7 years than you had or per season than you had previously in the last 10.
And they don't have to cover the Xfinity series either.
Correct. What is this going to look like? What is this going to...
Because the Xfinity broadcasts were not bad.
The Xfinity...
They weren't terrible. I mean, they weren't great, but they weren't as bad as the truck broadcasts.
Right, but they were, but I think a lot of that had to do with they were at the same track as Cup. True. You know, they ended at the same time NBC took over every time. It wasn't a season long deal. I'm more worried. My biggest answer to this, or my biggest question to this is, what's the broadcast quality going to look like? Is it going to be better? Are they going to dedicate more money and more resources to the trucks? Honestly, I'm not excited about this move. I was really hoping that I would rather have seen the trucks go straight to fully TNT.
I would have even preferred the trucks to have been streamed by somebody who would have given it the care that it deserved.
Exactly. And that's what's also kind of interesting too about like Amazon TNT. What are they going to do? Who are they going to go after? Are they going to share a broadcast crew? What's that look like? But and honestly, again, I said this before. I said I want ESPN to take over the trucks completely. I want ESPN. Oh,
yes, they need to.
But if ESPN isn't a part of the NASCAR deal, which obviously isn't, I'd rather have seen the trucks go fully to TNT and give TNT a year long. Look. Here's this: all five of your races that you're going to have on Cup are going to be companion events with truck. So that makes life easier. You don't have two crews. You can have them both at the same track. No problem.
Not saying you would have been wrong on that one, but you got to understand that TNT's also got to air AEW Collision every and Rampage every Friday and Saturday. So
that's true. But again, that's kind of what I was hoping for in that sense. There, I don't know. This is just more of a concern. This is probably my biggest concern out of this entire deal. Actually, second, I still believe the five races on Fox and five races on NBC are my biggest concern. This is my second biggest concern by far. Is Fox still on retaining the full truck rights?
I mean, it is definitely a big concern to me as well in terms of what their broadcast quality is. I mean, like you said, I mean, if this is a situation where the truck's broadcast quality is so poor because they're so spread thin. You know, think about it. Okay, think about this. Like when Speed took over the Truck Series, it was totally, it was under the same production house, like Fox Sports and everything, but we're talking about the Speed headquarters kind of worked, the people in Speed worked in the same area as the people for Fox Sports, but they were different, you know, different sections of the company.
Different era of the company, too.
Right, exactly. So, you know, the resources that Speed got were different than the resources that Fox Sports got to do like the Cup and the Busch series, whereas Speed was doing the Truck Series and a bunch of other stuff like Formula One and Champ Car and things like that. And now, because of the economics of television changing so much over the course of that 10 years that was the case, you have to look at that like maybe Fox was spread a little bit too thin with the Xfinity series and the Cup series and the Truck series. And now maybe if you think about it, just going down to 14 Cup races, hopefully they can put a lot of that extra money that they're saving, technically. They still had to pay more than what they're paying now, but they no longer have to pay people to do a whole extra Saturday, you know, or pull double shifts, you know, camera guys pulling double shifts for Xfinity and truck races on both on Saturday, you know, things like that. You're avoiding that, and that could help, but again, I don't know. Keeping along with the idea of FS1 is we've seen Fox Sports and FS1 take over the full ARCA schedule
this past year.
And as of right now, we still don't know anything on the ARCA future. So that will be something that we will need to monitor.
I think we're going to see in 25 ARCA East and ARCA National combine. I think that's going to happen. And they're just being ARCA West. So I think that is in the books. I think a lot of that is NASCAR. First off, NASCAR fully needs to integrate ARCA into NASCAR and not keep treating it like the black sheep stepchild.
Yeah.
Fully integrate it. But I think right now they're still trying to figure out what does ARCA look like in 2025 before we probably see a deal related to them. And I can also see that deal coming together literally in this time next year before we know what the heck's going on.
Yeah, it could be a last minute thing too. What do you think this is going to do for the deal after this is up in the next 10 years, you know, in 2032? You know, is this going to affect, you know, how, where are things going to be now? You know, is this going to, is this a situation that sets NASCAR up into the future where, you know, this allows them that flexibility, or is this going to backfire on them by the time that, you know, we see the end of this decade, which, you know, who knows where television's going to be? Who knows where cable's going to be at the end of the decade? I mean, things are changing so fast, so quickly.
Yep.
Anything could happen. And that's a great little segue here, because we've got a little, about roughly 5 minutes that left that we want to do for this special. What are your thoughts about the IndyCar TV deal? I believe I reported, or we reported, that Racer reported during our season finale show that they were, Mike Miles was working basically the entire holiday season, going back and forth from New York and Los Angeles to try and get some kind of deals worked out with either NBC or any potential other people. And I guess part of that, like I said, I believe I said this in the last one or not, I'm not sure, was that they're in a period where they're allowed to go see how much they can get before they come back to NBC and say, okay, here's how much we want now. And NBC can say, yeah, okay, yes, we're willing to pay that, or no, I think we're going to pass. So what do you think right now, Josh? Where do you think IndyCar's TV deal might be heading?
Well, you know, to answer the first one with your 32, I think NASCAR is dipping their toe in enough water, in a nice heated water, to figure out what streaming looks like. I do believe Amazon's going to play a big role in sports broadcasting in the next 10 years. I think they're going to take a lot of, I think they're learning a lot with Thursday Night Football, and I think they're going to learn a lot with NASCAR, and they're going to be just getting more and more properties. I mean, they just have enough money, they can spend whenever they want. But I think NASCAR, again, with the streaming deal, like I alluded to earlier, I think this is setting them up good, testing the waters. I do think NASCAR, by the time 2032 rolls around, they're going to be bringing in all production in-house, especially for Xfinity and truck, probably Cup 2. And they'll just
if it's
be
truck, it'll be the best thing to happen for everybody.
Yeah, and I think that will, just be like, okay, who's going to be the people that broadcast it for us, right? I think NASCAR could probably have its own website as well, saying, hey, NASCAR TV, you can subscribe to this here, or you can watch it, you know, for all bonus content, whatnot, or you can watch it or whatever. I there's a lot of different ways, but I do believe that's going to happen. When it comes to IndyCar, this kind of concerns me actually a little bit for IndyCar. We already see what the schedule looks like this year. This past two seasons, they've had one race on Peacock, two races on USA, and the other 14 have been on NBC. That NBC numbers have been substantially cut this year. That's very disappointing to see. I am very concerned for what the IndyCar TV deal will look like, because I don't think they're going to be on NBC, or if they're on NBC, it's not going to be exclusive to NBC.
Well, IndyCar has enough problems that this, I mean, they're just shooting themselves in the foot every single day. So,
I mean,
unless Mark Miles can come up with a way to really schmooze the heck out of somebody, like ESPN again, or, you know.
Yeah. I'm just concerned about it, you know, at the end of the day. And I think NBC's done a great job with the Indy 500. I'd hate for them to, and I know it was on ABC for forever. I understand that. And NBC
over
taking over
50 years.
Yeah, and I know that was kind of a big change for a lot of people, but I think NBC's done a great job. Again, I think they've done, NBC in general, I think they've done a good job with the past 2 years for IndyCar. So I'm just concerned. I feel like this one here, NBC withdrawing back, the number of NASCAR they're putting on, I know it's basically 14 consecutive weeks instead of maybe IndyCar. Ideally, you and I would both love them to have like 22 races, something like that in a season.
And half of them be on ovals.
And those are a little more spread out throughout the season, not all consecutive. But still, I'm just concerned a little bit for that. And I sort of hold my breath a little bit when it comes to the next IndyCar deal. Because you know it's not going to – in the way IndyCar set up, it's not like NASCAR. I'm just concerned overall after seeing what NASCAR got. Not saying NASCAR's bad, but – after seeing what they got here and how NBC kind of done it, I'm concerned for IndyCar. So, Rob, why don't you wrap it up here and tell everyone kind of your 32 thoughts, 2032 thoughts for how it sets up in your IndyCar deal thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I think that the NASCAR might have the right idea with, everything's going to be going streaming By that time, I'm sure by the next 10 years, everything will be streamed. I don't even think cable will be a thing of the past. I think you're going to be OTA and streaming almost entirely. Nobody's going to have cable anymore. And you're probably going to have fast TV as well. And this is something that, you know, I'd like to see NASCAR get involved in with fast TV. The free ad-supported television, what would be great is now that they have the NASCAR Classics archive going on there, you know, getting something going on a digital property that way where you're showcasing classic races in a free environment where people can freely stumble upon these and say, oh, hey, this is what NASCAR is or what NASCAR was, you know. That might be interesting. I'd like to take a look at that and maybe build an audience that way. It'll be definitely interesting to see. As for IndyCar, it's, like I said, it's going to be a struggle for them. It's going to definitely be a struggle trying to schmooze people. I mean, if you have a ratings decrease when you're on over-the-air television, that's going to be tough to sell to other people. And I really think, you know, I'm nervous about where they could be. I doubt Fox would want anything to do with it.
Fox wants nothing to do with that. I think if anyone swoops up, it'll be ESPN.
And you know what? If that's the case, then I think that would be good because you have a lot of people who have ESPN Plus and who still watch ESPN and have access to ESPN and things like that. And also with ESPN launching within the next couple of years, they're planning on launching some kind of direct-to-consumer OTT platform where you can just subscribe for like whatever, $14, $15, maybe $20 a month or whatever, and you can get ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPNU. In addition to ESPN Plus, ESPN 3, all that stuff, basically a one size fits all, and not needing packages. And I guess they're doing that as kind of a means to kind of wind down. I guess Disney, from what I've understood, is trying to wind down cable operations overall, which upsets me as a frequent watcher of FXX. That makes me a little bit concerned.
Losing a lot of money.
Honestly, I would be very upset. FXX has become my comfort channel as it airs King of the Hill, then The Simpsons, then Bob's Burgers, then Family Guy, then Futurama, then The Cleveland Show, then Archer. You don't even need to change the channel, Josh. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty decent lineup.
Yeah, all it needs is American Dad, and it would be better. But hopefully TBS keeps making American Dad episodes. I'm going to stop going off topic because we need to wrap things up here. The IndyCar TV deal is definitely going to be something to watch and see where that goes, see what Mark Miles can be able to work with. You know, as much as I would like to see the Indy 500 return to ABC, NBC has done a fantastic job overall entirely with IndyCar. It is presented amazing. The production quality is incredible. I would hate to see anything, you know, like that go away, but, you know, all good things must come to an end, as they say. So that is pretty much my final thought on that. So again, I want to say to everybody, thank you all for listening to the Racing with Robin Roller podcast so far this season. We hope that you will tune in again here in a couple of weeks when the New Year's special drops, where Josh and I will give out the Robin Roller Awards, cover any other news, because believe me, listeners, there's a ton of news that literally dropped today, yesterday, last couple of days that, gosh, we have to get to and we have to talk about, but this was kind of the big main thing that we wanted to get out, because this was definitely a bigger topic that kind of deserved its own show. So anyway, thank you guys all for listening. Make sure to follow the show on Twitter or X and Threads, and us on Twitter, and so you can find us at Robin Roller, spelled just as it sounds, RobandRoller. I am R Peters 33. That's RPEETERS 33. Josh can be found at Roller_01, Roller_01. Make sure to let us know what you guys think about NASCAR's next TV deal and where you think IndyCar might be heading in the future with their TV deal. So for Josh Roller, my name is Rob Peters, and this has been the Racing with Robin Roller podcast. Have a great Christmas holiday, Hanukkah holiday, Kwanzaa holiday, whatever you're celebrating this holiday. day. Make sure it's a good one. Make sure you stay warm. Make sure you love your family. We love you. We love you. Have a good race. Have a good, good holiday season, everybody. We'll see you in a couple of weeks with the New Year's special.